Hello, airport industry folks. Welcome to the AX Insider podcast, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Andy Telejohn, the senior writer at Airport Experience News. This podcast will be part of our 20 years, 20 voices series, celebrating the upcoming 20th Airport Experience Conference. During these calls, we're talking with industry veterans who've overseen the evolution of the concessions industry and the passenger experience over the last two decades and change. Today, we're talking with Liz Dwornicek, Director of Passenger Experience at Edmonton International Airport. Liz, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. So you're up in Edmonton, you've spent most of your professional career at the airport there. I've been asking people when we get started on these to kind of give some background as to how they ended up in the industry and what made you stay.
Sure, glad to answer that. When I started at the airport, it was almost 27 years ago, and I started as a designer and a data analyst junior position. I always believe that you should learn everything you can from a role and then move on and continually challenge yourself to grow. And the airport is an environment with amazing opportunities if you're willing to work hard and try your best. Our core value at YEG is invested in your talent, and I feel that I'm living proof of that core value. I stayed here, though, because I haven't really stopped yet learning, and it's still an exciting place to be. No day is like any other day, and no year is like any other year. So change and fast pace is very much the norm at the airport, and I'm really comfortable with that, especially after the 27 years. The other thing that made me stay is definitely the people. The culture is highly supportive, highly collaborative, and we're all engaged to do good work. I know I wouldn't be where I am today truly without all the amazing people that I've been fortunate to work with in the past 27 years.
Absolutely. It is a great industry that way. That's for sure across the board. You mentioned a lot of no year is like any other year. The last few years is probably even more true than ever before. Coming out of a few years out of a pandemic, and I know that there were several challenges with the Canadian airports related to that. How are things going right now in Edmonton? I know you've got a lot going on, but what's the overall landscape with airports in Canada, specifically Edmonton right now?
Yeah, well, like every other airport, we're evolving. We learn from the pandemic. We have definitely adjusted some heightened expectations around cleanliness in the airport. We always were clean in the airport anyway, but just the past evolving expectations. Our passenger numbers are getting close to back what they were pre-pandemic, but they're not quite there yet. So it's definitely the whole industry overall is working hard to recover, but I don't think that things are quite where they were before quite yet.
Okay, so that probably what a lot of folks would say, even when the numbers have come back to what they were before the pandemic, it's not necessarily the same traveler base just yet. So I think that probably rings true. You came a different path. You've spent a lot of times, you mentioned your background in digital communication and in corporate communications roles as well, I as I recall. And then recently, fairly recently, became the director of the passenger experience. What have you noticed in terms of the evolution of things, and how have those roles helped change the experience for passengers in Edmonton?
Sure. And you're right. I am fairly recent in this role. I became in this role, the director of passenger experience in May of 2023. So hasn't even been a full year yet. But I definitely think that the skills that I developed in earlier roles set me up for success in this current role. For example, understanding brand and defining who our airport is and what it means to our community is a foundation to build on. Our airport is friendly, we're inviting, we are focused on creating an airport environment where everybody feels welcomed. We call it an airport for everyone. And then layer on top of that, the understanding of what people's needs are and actively listening and communicating with our community and our passengers. That's a skill that I developed in communications. And I've always, in my whole career, been centered on people in almost every role that I've been able to do at YAG. And then now in passenger experience, I get to apply these skills to really create a meaningful experience at YAG that's like no other airport, filled with surprise and delight and memorable moments at our airport.
Give me an idea of one or two things at the airport that you think stand out that create that memorable experience.
Yeah, we are always looking to reflect our community, give a sense of place to our community so that they feel like this airport is their environment. And then also we have a new outlet called the Indigenous Interpretive and Retail Center at the airport. And that really celebrates the... It's unique to YG, sorry, and nowhere else. And it's a perfect example of how we want to reflect our community and honor and show respect to the Indigenous ancestors that lived on Treaty 6 territory, which is where our airport is built. Passengers can learn about the history of our land, and they can also purchase authentic Indigenous art products. So that's something that's very special to Edmonton, tells a story of our region, and provides something unique.
Absolutely. That's one of those ways that an airport can stand out for sure. We're talking today with Liz Dwernicek, the Director of Passenger Experience at Edmonton International Airport. The Canadian airport model, let's go a little bit more global here. The Canadian airport model differs from that in the U.S. Some folks have talked in the U.S. of concessions programs and the passenger experience in the last 20 years. I'm sorry, not in the last 20 years, but 20 years ago, as having been pretty dull, at times even a dismal experience in terms of amenities, dining options, et cetera, and definitely lacking in amenities like your Indigenous program that you were just addressing. Was the outlook concessions wise and experience wise 20 some years ago when you got to the airport similar in Edmonton and across Canada? How much evolution has taken place in programs across Canada and in Edmonton during that couple decade period?
Yeah, I think it's really changed a lot, Andy. I think there's more diversity in amenities and there's more options for passengers. It's really understanding who our passengers are and what interests them and what they want, as well as what reflects our community. We definitely strive for local options that are especially unique, and we invest in our region. We combine that, though, with big international brands that are familiar to passengers as well. And then creating that sense of place when people come to YAG. We want them to feel that our community is reflected well in all things YAG, including all the shopping and the dining options. We also understand people have different needs. So thinking about, do they want something quick to go? Do they want to have food and drink at their gate? Like, what are actually their needs? And then we want permanent art and other experiences that really can only be at YAG. Our permanent art that we actually did many different, we have 5 or 6 new permanent art pieces. Well, they're not new, they were done in 2012, but they're unique to YAG and you won't see them anywhere else in the world. And that's what we strive for with art and music and the other things also, as well as shopping and dining at our airport.
Okay. And so when you got started, you said, I think 27 years ago, what would the airport have looked like then? Was it your basic spinning hot dog roller and the stale pizza boxes too? Or was it a little bit of a different story in Canada?
No, I think it's probably fair to say it was probably like that at most airports, really, 20 some years ago. There's more opportunities now for sure for shopping and dining to come into airports. And there's more of a desire for airports to have that in our airports as well. So I definitely think things have come a long way, but I agree with 20 years ago, they probably were a little bit more predictable and traditional at all the airports and maybe not quite as unique at each different airport.
Are there, can you think of, you know, maybe one or two aha moments across the way where that started to change? What you're describing as what's going on in Edmonton now sounds very exciting and interesting and like a place where someone might want to spend some time hanging out. But what was it along the way that maybe got folks to realize that maybe we need to spend a little more time and some resources on this?
I think probably some of, I think it's a combination of things, Andy. I think it's, we know our passengers' expectations are evolving. They're going to continue to evolve. They definitely have evolved in the past 20 years. So what they want and what they expect is something that our airport and every airport should listen to. I also think that there are more opportunities out there that didn't exist before of people having a desire to come into the airport and understanding the partnership and the ecosystem and the collaboration that is available in an airport, because it's really like a bit of a mini city. So I think that creates a really interesting opportunity for all of these different things. Also, I think a lot of airports do truly try to differentiate themselves from each other and truly reflect their community. So thinking about that, every community is different. So what are things in each community, such as what we have in Edmonton, that we can bring into our airport that truly, where people understand that and they relate to that, and it makes people feel like they're home.
Okay. Can you address at all any steps that the airport, takes to get out into the community and try and go and find some of the people and some of the business partners and some of the different concepts that you're talking about that end up in the airport to give you that sense of place?
One thing that I'm proud of at YEG, and one thing that's always been interesting to me, is we really are open to new opportunities. We are, we enjoy being a pilot airport where people can come and work with us and try new ideas and new things. So that's very much the culture at YEG, which I think is one thing that has really kind of helped us think out of a traditional box. So that's something that I think is very exciting. And then, yeah, just being open to working. Edmonton is a very, kind of young population. It has lots of innovative companies, startup companies in our region that are probably a little more than in other regions. And so there's a lot of eager people and partnerships mm-hmm. that are willing to happen and able to happen that we can naturally just engage in and bring into our airport and just test and learn and grow and introduce these things to our region.
Okay. All right. Great. We're talking with Liz Dwernicek, the Director of Passenger Experience at Edmonton International, and we've addressed a couple times. You've probably started to touch on this answer a little bit, but you went from a corporate and digital communications type of role into this Director of Passenger Experience role. You probably get a pretty good background on what's going on at the entire airport when you're in a communications type of role, but talk a little bit about what attracted you to this new role and you talked a little bit about continuous growth and trying to continue challenging yourself, but what was it that made you want to take on this new role, and are there one or two things that have changed in the near year that you've been on the role?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really exciting to be in this passenger experience world post-pandemic, where there's lots of opportunity. And really, I feel like, not to be too predictable, but there's a lot of, the sky is our limit, I guess is what I would say. We have a great already in place at YEG to build on in passenger experience. And with that in place, we can layer on many new memorable and creative solutions to the experience. And examples of that are things like further investment in art and live music programs, thinking outside of the box, maybe having a caricature artist come and just do some drawings over the summer when it's very busy at the gates. This past holiday season, we had wandering carolers throughout the terminal. And we're also looking to have things, we had family crafts as well at particular gates that we know are super busy. So giving all of that with no charge to all of our passengers creates something that's really memorable. We know that we, like other airports, want to have a seamless experience. And that, to me, is a foundational goal. But build on top of that some memorable, interesting, and exciting opportunities for our passengers. And that's what makes our airport stand out and each other airport stand out with what they want to do as well. Like, we're looking at festivals that can come into our terminal and have dancers performing, things like that, as well as like the crafts, and we've had school choirs come into our terminal as well, 20 different school choirs came into the terminal in December to perform for the passengers, which is really nice. That was on arrivals. When people come into the terminal and they see these children singing, it's just really pleasant. We also were the first airport in Canada to start the pet therapy program. People typically, generally, love animals. Not everyone does, but the dogs are definitely a big hit with a lot of the passengers and the families that want to come and say hi. And we know sometimes traveling for some people can be stressful. So really trying to think of what everyone's needs are and how do we create that experience that's just perfect for each and every person. So that to me is exciting. I just think that there's lots of opportunity and things that we can do, as well as those sort of like more softer things, I'll call them. We also want to look at queue management and self-serve kiosks and comfortable seating options at gates. There's so much that we get to do. And that's what's exciting about this industry, I think, to me, is there's always new things to learn and new things to consider as we think about building on that airport experience.
Okay. Yep. That's good stuff. It can be a stressful place for sure, but when you're staring at 20 singing kids or a couple of dogs wandering around, it's got to at least take the edge off a little bit for sure. Let's spin this forward a little bit. I'm curious to hear if there are, changes coming down the line for passengers, any experience changes coming down the line that you haven't had a chance to implement yet? Sorry, that question didn't exactly roll off my tongue, but plans going forward here.
Well, when I think about the industry overall, as well as our airport, and we think about what's going to change fairly quickly, I think, in the near future in people's experiences, I definitely think that check-in processes are going to continually evolve. So most of that's going to happen probably at home or before people actually get to the airport. So that means that there'll be less queues in the airport, which I think will actually happen. There's also been a lot of talk across the industry about this one ID and facial digital identity and things like that. So that's likely to make some big strides forward in our industry, a little bit more of a collaborative approach with all of the partners involved. Baggage processes are another thing that are also probably going to alter. People use their own digital tracking in their bags now with the tracking tags. So I see more fixed, maybe digital bag tags, and easier tracking is likely possible through technology solutions. The other thing that I think is really important for our airport, but every airport, is really focusing on accessibility. That didn't exist quite the same that it does nowadays. And we want to understand all of our passengers' needs and ensure that we've thought of any challenges that they have as they navigate our airport. For example, we want to create maybe a line at security for passengers that need more time so they don't feel pressured from people behind them. It's just advantageous to seniors and people in wheelchairs and families, et cetera. But also when we think about accessibility, it's no longer somebody that was in a wheelchair since they were 3 years old. This is truly about thinking about all of our passengers, and we're all going to be probably traveling when we're 90 years old. We're going to care about those moving walkways. We're going to care about just accessible options that are available at the terminal that really help everybody. And I think if we really think foundationally about truly being invested in accessibility, which we are at YEG, then when we think of that and we solve all of those problems there, then I think that just helps all of the passengers in general. So really kind of thinking about what those needs are from a mobility perspective, but we also have other tools available for passengers too, such as AIRA, which helps people that are blind navigate the airport. We have other tools as well, but I just think it's important to think about that and to really genuinely be invested in accessibility, which is what we are at YEG.
Okay, sounds good. What's a service or amenity at Edmonton new to Edmonton that you really do like?
Well, like, I definitely think that Indigenous Interpretive Center that I mentioned earlier is something that is so unique, and it's so interesting because it can continually evolve the kind of art and the stories that it can tell in that center. So that is really a great place for people to kind of sit and to learn about different things. I think one thing that's important when we think about shopping and dining and really anything in general is we have passengers that really want the ability to control their own journey, regardless of what that is, how much they want available to them with shopping and dining, or really just if they just want to get from A to B and just like do their own thing and work at the gate. So really trying to like think about giving them the ability to control their own journey. They can order food and drink maybe before people get to the airport, and booking your spot in security before you get to the airport, which you can do now at YEG, but many other airports across Canada. So really, that's kind of where I go in my head when I start thinking about, you know, a new service that's here. Like, that's great to have that, but really be trying to be in the head of the passengers and thinking about how they control their own journey and to what level they want to do that. So, and then giving them shopping and dining options that contribute to that.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's great. And is there a service or amenity that you have seen on the street side, either in Edmonton or, you know, on your travels, that hasn't made it to airports yet, but that you think would be a good fit to add? I guess you touched on that a little bit, but...
We are looking in 2024 to add a sensory room. We're going to work with an autism group here locally, just to make sure that we do this correctly. And so, like, again, that's focused on accessibility and making sure that everybody truly feels welcome at YEG. Other things, I personally would love to have a spa or a hair salon. Also yoga or meditation studio, I think would be interesting to have. So people, like I said, it's really trying to serve the needs of all of our passengers and everything that they might want. If people are connecting through the airport too, they might have a few hours that they have to do something. So giving them options and opportunities and things that might be something that they want, I think is a good thing to do.
Is there a lot of development going on in the terminal right now? Are you pretty well taken care of as far as increasing space or the opportunity to add new amenities like that?
Well, we're always open, like I said, to new opportunities. So we have a certain footprint in the airport, absolutely, like every other airport, but there's always opportunities to really rethink things and how things are delivered. So that's there for sure. And then we'll just kind of see what the future brings. But yeah, we're always open and thinking about new ways of doing things. We're not afraid to try new things, which I really like.
Absolutely. That's the industry in a nutshell there. The end of one project is just an opportunity to start another one. So Liz Dwornicek, Director of Passenger Experience at Edmonton International Airport, you've answered the questions I had. Is there anything you wanted to add that we haven't hit on?
No, just that if anyone out there is thinking of working in the aviation industry, it's super exciting to be. Honestly, that's why I've been here this long. And so I would encourage people to explore this industry as a place to work. And I think that they would find it really meaningful and rewarding.
Absolutely. Very much so. It seems like people don't necessarily realize how many opportunities there are for different types of careers just in the airport alone. I think you said it, if you didn't, many others have. It's kind of like a city of its own with all of the different jobs and opportunities that come along with it. So Liz, thank you for taking some time. Very much appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.